This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. In Islamabad, a reconstituted Supreme Court today dismissed several challenges to last month's presidential election, which General Pervez Musharraf won. The court, now packed with Musharraf supporters, is also expected to grant legitimacy to the state of emergency imposed by the general on November 3rd. Musharraf so far has resisted pressure from the United States and other countries to end emergency rule and release thousands now in detention as the country prepares for parliamentary elections scheduled for early January. NPR's Jackie Northam joins us from Islamabad. Jackie, what exactly does this action by the Supreme Court mean?
Well, the Pakistan Supreme Court dismissed 5 out of the 6 petitions challenging Musharraf's re-election. And what this really does is it opens a way for Musharraf to take the oath of office and then resign as chief of the armed forces. And that's been a key demand, certainly of all his political opponents here in Pakistan, but the U.S. as well. However, it won't really remove any of the arguments about Musharraf's legitimacy because, as you said, this court was virtually handpicked by Musharraf. And the other thing it does, though, is this will change the relationship between Musharraf and the military. It's never once overthrown one of its commanders or its chiefs or that. However, it has overthrown presidents before. And so this sets Musharraf on a whole new course.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte yesterday concluded talks with Musharraf. Was anything accomplished during their meetings?
No, not really. I mean, the visit was seen on several fronts as a last chance effort to bring Musharraf together with his main political opponent, Benazir Bhutto. It didn't look like they got any traction on that front whatsoever. Musharraf told Negroponte once again that he would hold elections. He promised he would resign as army chief. But he certainly made no promises that he would free any of the political opponents that are in jail right now. And he made no promises that he would lift the state of emergency.
And in the midst of this political crisis, there are military operations going on in the northwest part of the country. What can you tell us about them?
Well, NPR spoke with several people in something called the Swat Valley, and it's in the northwestern part of the country. It's a tourist zone. And they said that it's been under intense bombardment in that area over the past couple of days, primarily because pro-Taliban militants have been making their way into that area and working their way into settled zones. And essentially, the military has gone in there hard. Helicopter gunships and artillery have been just sort of pounding that area.
And of course, concern has been expressed in Washington and elsewhere that Musharraf has been concentrating too much on politics and ignoring this expanding militancy up in the northwest. Is this operation likely to ease any of those concerns?
Well, there's certainly been concern that Musharraf's domestic problems, the political crisis here in Pakistan, have overshadowed inroads made by these pro-Taliban militants. This operation is seen certainly as a way of easing that domestic pressure, also appeasing the U.S., who has said, look, you can't turn your back. We need this counterterrorism operation. And also it's a way of taking sort of the thunder out of Benazir Bhutto as well, who has been warning people and putting the fear into people that Islamists are moving out of the tribal regions and into the towns and cities of Pakistan.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Islamabad. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, John.